Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Shauna?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, Shauna. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out
Oh.
to you to see if you were still interested in signing up with our agency to be the aide for Karima.
Yes, I am. What's wrong?
Okay, perfect. I sent you over some requirements that you need to complete. Did you receive my text message? Or do you need me to resend you the information over again?
You can resend the information over again.
All right, just give me one moment so I can resend it right now while you're on the phone with me.
Okay, yeah, I might not have time to do that today, though. I'm at work.
That's fine. Do you have a couple of minutes to go over the requirements? Just in case you have any questions, or do you want to give me a call back?
Just give me 1 second.
Sure.
Where's your sandwiches at, Felix? They in the refrigerator? Freezer? Okay. Hello, go ahead.
All right, so I'm sending you a total of four links. So the first link is going to be your application. The second link is going to be a competency test. And what this is just some reading material that you have to read through and then answer the 80 questions based on the material that you read. Okay? The next thing you do is that you finish the test and you submit it, but worry about the score. Okay? Now, the third form is going to be your direct deposit. If you want me to set you up for direct deposit, just make sure you double check your account number, your routing number, and complete everything. Okay?
Okay, so when I do the application, it'll ask me about my direct deposit and all that. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's going to be a different link. There's three links. There are four links that I sent you. So you're going to have a link for your application, a link for the test, a link for the direct deposit, and there's another link for the I-9 and W-4 documents.
Okay.
Besides that, we do need your two forms of ID. So I need like a driver's license or a state ID and a social. And then we also need your TB test, and you have to be up to date within the year. And then
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I can't find my social, so yeah, and I don't
you
know how
have your
long that's
birth
gonna come
certificate?
back. No, I don't.
You have a U.S. passport?
No, I don't.
So you would either need to go and fill out for a replacement social or ask
Yeah,
for a
I
copy of your.
understand what I have to do. Okay. So I'm going to call Miss Kim and let her know that I don't have my social. I will try to find it, but I don't know if I'm going to find it. So that would mean that if she starts your agency before my stuff comes back, when I send out for it again, y'all would have to find somebody to cover my overnight shift. And a lot of people don't want to work overnight. Okay. So I've been
Okay.
working with Karima for 6 months, and I have only called off, not called off, took off of work 2 times in 6 months. I come to all my shifts. So I don't know how Miss Kim is going to like that. So I'm going to bug somebody else doing her overnight. So I'm going to call Miss Kim and speak with Miss Kim because this is like the fourth agency that we switched to in 6 months, and I don't have my social. Like,
Got it. I mean, speak to her. If she decides to change her mind, then she'll let us know, okay?
okay.
All right.
I'm going
Have
to
a good
call her
day.
right now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.